There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryans!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Welcome, everybody. We're Dueling Tangents, coming to you from the Broadcast Bunker 3.0, I think. I'm Brian, that's Luke.
Yes.
We're Dueling Tangents.
Yes, Brian, good afternoon. I'm holding down the fort here at the Devil Radio Studios, but you are in Broadcast Bunker 3.0.
Yeah, I'm hanging out in Oak Creek in my house. My body decided to liquidate assets, and, well, you know, when that happens, you got to go and take care of business.
Yeah, and I mean, we were meaning to knock it off our list to set up the bunker for the third time, and we successfully did that today. So
yeah, we got a connection.
Exactly,
it's working.
Yeah,
okay,
it's working great.
You know what? There's some more capabilities we're going to add. We're going to have a great time going forward. But right now, I'm happy with what we got.
Yeah,
mostly because I'm conscious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, and I was a little nervous. I thought for our second show, I was going to be flying solo, but you know, you and I we figured it out.
I did not want to leave you hanging, buddy.
I appreciate that.
So I got myself a Diet Coke. I've eaten myself some rice, part of the Brat diet. And we're going to make things happen.
Yeah, man. And I'm really excited because today's show, we are going to talk about one of the topics when you and I first found out that we were going to be doing an hour-long show together. One of the topics we first wanted to cover was this story that you had talked to me about. You actually presented it to me. So why don't you go ahead and let the audience know what we're going to be talking about this hour.
Well, one of the narratives, one of the stories we always tell ourselves is that we're in America, the greatest country ever. Rather, you know, the best country in the world. You know, anybody can do anything. You can. All you need is the will, a little bit of elbow grease, maybe a little bit of luck, and you can make it.
Yeah, pull yourself by your own bootstraps mentality.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who have done that. You know, there's a lot of people who it's not so easy for anymore. It used to be that way, from what I understand. I haven't necessarily experienced that myself, but, you know, people in America are getting ripped off. Because compared to the rest of the world right now, people always say, you know, just healthcare, universal healthcare, most of the top 30 industrialized nations all have universal healthcare.
Right.
Except for us.
Why can't we do it? One of 29, I believe.
One of 29. Okay.
Yes.
But the rest of the world is getting stuff. People go in Canada, they go and get cancer and pay a couple $100 and they're fine. It's ridiculous.
Are you telling me that Americans are getting a raw deal?
I think so.
You think so?
So I got shared this article, and a couple people have passed it around. A couple people that I actually, you know, reputable folks. And this article is by Umar Haque. It's in Eudaimonia, Eudaimonia. Do Americans know what a massive ripoff American life really is? What it means when I say America is the world's first poor rich country. In that we're a very rich country with people who are living poor.
And not just people who are living poor, a lot of people who are living poor.
Yeah. I mean, Amy and I just looked at each other the other day. We own a home. You know, we've got steady jobs. And both of us put up some of the best numbers we ever have together. And we look at each other and we're like, okay, we've done some things, we've invested some things, but we've gotten some help along the way and whatever, but we're doing the best we ever have, and it feels like we're still hanging on to the edge of a cliff or sitting on the edge of one. And I always tell people, like, think about what it would take for you to completely slip down that slope, because once you start sliding, you're done. Think of how close you are. Think of how close people you know are. It's it's scary.
Yeah.
So
it is scary. And I think one of the, this, I'm not going to lie, when you shared the article to me, I was like, ooh, this is a hefty article that we're going to be diving into on the second episode.
We're not
going to
read the whole thing. When,
we're not,
you know,
we won't. But one of the main things that, that I really jumped out at me was the amount of Americans that this article references that just do not understand how close to that line that they are. They are being sold a bag of goods in one hand and being promised the world and saying that you're the greatest country in the world. Mm-hmm. And in the other hand, they're being pressed down and locked into these systems because of the way that American society operates. So
wow. One of my favorite articles to reference is this study that looked at minimum wage and what buying power is, the average of buying power of workers. And basically, just in 1978, 79, it pretty much stopped where $4.20 an hour basically was the buying power of like $23 an hour now. Just to give you a scale.
Yeah.
On top of that, people are making relatively the same amount, but the cost of things is going up. And the cost of things compared to the rest of the world is going up too. I mean, one of my favorite things to think about is, hey, you've been paying rent at $1,500, $1,600 for what, 20 years now? I don't trust you to pay back a loan that's $900 a month.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things. As somebody that's prospectively looking for a home, Brian, that just baffles my mind. Because it is, and this article outlines it, how Americans are paying more for things like rent, things like utilities, things of all aspects of society, just being able to function. Like, it's not talking about how nice and lavish your lifestyle is. It's talking about the bare necessities that you need to live, like a roof over your head, water, food, utilities, the ability to connect to the internet, because we are in the 21st century and things like that are included in basic human necessity now. And so this just goes through and it talks about how the median income for Americans is roughly $35,000 a year. Yep. And what the author gets down to is when you remove all of those other expenses that Americans have to pay on top of how little they're making, they're left with about $400 a month on average, when we're taking average numbers, or roughly $100 a week to have as flexible spending money. And so, and it compares it to all the other industrialized societies across the world, and it talks about how Americans are getting a raw deal because then they have to pay on top of all the things that other societies are getting, like healthcare, like those things that come on top of those basic needs. And so it was a baffling way for me to, when you presented this article to me, I thought it was very interesting. And then the core of the article gets to the fact that Americans are able to get by then, even though they're getting ripped off by using credit cards and credit card debt.
One, an entire forest has been destroyed to offer me credit at 30%. Every day, at least three or four envelopes with extra paper. Some of them have fake checks on them. Like what? Come on, man. It hasn't worked the first 58,000 times. Stop killing the trees, man. Just fill up my email, whatever. But two, we're a consumer society, right? We're part of the American psyche is I need to buy stuff to feel cool. I need to, you know, even the conservatives, the fiscal conservatives brag about how amazing their house is or how great their stocks are doing, you know, things like that. You want to purchase, you want to invest, you want to take your money and you just can't let it sit there. You got to buy stuff. If you want to be cool, you got to get the jeans that are cool. You got to get the clothes that are cool, right? So we've grown up in a society that tells us to buy. Well, at the same time, our wages and our effective buying power has essentially remained stagnant. So where else are you going to turn?
You got to borrow it and put it on the credit card.
How much money is being made on our debt?
This article estimates more than $100 billion a year Americans are paying on credit card debt alone. the interest they have to pay on the credit cards that they take out to be able to live the lifestyles that the rest of the world and a lot of Americans think that Americans live, but they're not actually able to pay for it because the means are not there because they're being crushed down.
Yeah, and keep in mind, we're not talking about things like getting all the coffee you can put. We're not getting a Starbucks card and ringing up thousands of dollars in debt in Starbucks. This is stuff like, oh, I need a car for work. Well, the car needs a new tire, a new set of tires. I need credit to do that. Oh my God, I'm not getting paid for another week. I got to use my Target card to go to Target, and then I'm going to pay that off, hopefully, when I balance my everything
once,
back
yeah,
and forth.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this is a huge industry, over $100 billion a year. Now, here's where I'm going to read this. But now you should be angry. The credit card industry, aka Wall Street, is making $100 billion a year by profiteering on the backs of Americans because they don't earn enough to live on. But that money is more than enough to fix the problem. It deliberately doesn't solve or go a long way to fixing it. What is the problem? Well, why is European life so much affordable? Because Europeans enjoy generous public goods. Healthcare, public, media, public. Education, retirement, utilities, all public. They don't get by huge, massive bills for anything, which are then recycled into profits by gigantic private monopolies.
And consolidated to a few individuals that get to enjoy those benefits.
So on paper, it looks like the United States is doing well.
Stock market's great.
Yeah, so the stock market's great. Everything else is fine. Meanwhile, people who are just trying to send their kids to school, go to work, and have a good life. Nothing crazy. Not trying to take over the world or get in your profits, man. Remember, $1 million will give 100 workers a $5 raise for a year.
All right, and we're going to talk about a little bit about the headlines that connect to this tangent when we get back from the other side of this break. We are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.